Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Garnet Newcomb is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Garnet is the founder, co-founder of Human Potential Consultants. She and her sister, Joyce, founded the company a number of years ago to help people put their best foot forward when they're trying to find employees and when they're trying to find a job. And she also is a winner, an awardee, a 2006 awardee of Make Mine a Million Dollar Business Contest. And she doesn't know this, but I helped launch that program on this show many years ago. Garnet Newcomb, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. And no, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I helped get that thing off the ground a number of years ago, probably, golly, maybe almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to know the whole Count Me In program and Make Mine a Million. I'm glad to know that you were part of that. So good for you.
Thank you.
So Garnet, talk to us about give us a little tour of what you're seeing out there across the employment landscape. Let's talk about some of the things that are real and some of the things that maybe are a little mythical about what's going on out there. What do you see?
What I see is a pattern of slow, steady growth, and that's good news for businesses like myself, because we look for constantly look for candidates. The employment landscape, employers are hiring in areas that are that impact their revenues, and in areas of innovative marketing strategy, meaning that they're looking for new ideas and new products.
Mm-hmm.
And a good example of that is customer service area is fast-growing sector. They're requiring job seekers to be more customer-focused. And I've noticed this when I go into restaurants or into hotels when I'm traveling.
Right.
That employees are becoming more customer-focused. They really want to help you.
Imagine that. Focus on the customer. Who ever thought of such an idea? Garnet?
Yeah.
Right? what you're saying is these employers are not looking for mirror foggers. They're looking for people who get it about who's the most important person to the company.
Exactly. And there's another area of information technology is getting more social and more business focused. Remember, the business owners and people like myself are now recognizing that, technology is definitely an integral part of our business. Many years ago, I fought it. But employees...
You lost too, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did. I fought it. But we're eager to learn how to use this technology that will allow us to get rid of how to organize our emails, how to use the data that's out there. And understand the security risk. So a new breed of worker that will champion this need is something that employers are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the entry level data cleaners who help you to sort through all the amount of data,
mm-hmm,
to high level statisticians. So it's the information technology scene is really changing.
Well, the one of the things that's kind of interesting about the landscape out there right now is that there's not a lot of hiring going on, not as much as we need, obviously. We got millions of people unemployed. But at the same time, and this is the irony of the whole thing, at the same time there are many, many companies who have unfilled positions. Critical positions, they need people. They're ready to bring them on at a good wage, but Garnet, they're having a hard time finding qualified people for those jobs.
Well, what we do at Human Potential Consultants, I'm going to be perfectly honest. There are a lot of qualified individuals, and they're out there just like the jobs are out there. But the key is to be able to have individuals to be able to articulate their skills and abilities. You have the long-term unemployed who have, you know, a mountain of wonderful skills. For example, we've been out there and we've seen administrative assistants that have been laid off, you know, and drawing unemployment. But that's a critical need for most employers now. Administrative assistant support or any type of back office support is in high need because of the ability to operate, navigate, and understand those computers.
Yeah. It's not just being a secretary anymore, is it?
Exactly. It's not being.
You got to know something about accounting. You got to know about spreadsheets, electronic spreadsheets. You got to be able to do a little bit of everything, don't you?
Yes, you got to. You have.
But are you saying that there are plenty of those people available? But why aren't these? When I talk to small business owners, Garnet, many of them tell me they have openings, but they can't find qualified people. You're telling me they're qualified people. Why aren't they getting together?
Well, what it is, the job seeker is having a hard time to articulate exactly what they can do. And I say that because we weren't taught how to get a job. We were just say, go get a job. And,
right. You know, it wasn't as competitive in those days as it is now, is it?
Exactly. So now, what we're finding, the job seekers have to be able to articulate exactly those skills and abilities they have. If they have typing skills, now you haven't heard that word in a long time.
Right.
But you have to bring that forward to let them know you're just not pecking at the keyboard, that you really know the keyboard. So you have to, you know, reinvent yourself.
You've also got to be able to identify the things that you know how, the technology you can work with. If you've got...
Yeah.
If you can work an Excel spreadsheet, you need to say that. If you can work, if you know how to use PowerPoint, you need to say that. If you even if I don't care who you are, I don't care what job you're looking for, you need to put in there, I am fluent in these disciplines, these programs. Maybe even social media. What do you think?
Yes, 100%. Because the social media is really, like you said, it's high demand because a lot of the employers are looking for those individuals. You see it on.
Right.
Everybody's website, you got tweet, Facebook, all those little
things. It's all part of the job. Garnet, give us your website, please.
www.hpcemployment.org.
hpcemployment.org. Garnet Newcomb and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Got a black magic
woman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.